to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Today, I'm really, really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Diane Wing. She is the author of The True Nature of Tarot, Your Path to Personal Enlightenment. So stay tuned, because today we're really going to get into some interesting conversation, which will give you some insight into this ancient wisdom and the ancient wisdom of Tarot. I'm just really excited, and I can hardly wait to talk to her. But first, a little bit about Diane. Diane Wing is a metaphysician who uses her abilities and wisdom to serve others as a teacher, manifestation coach, author, intuitive consultant, and healer. She is a change agent for those who seek to experience meaning and fulfillment in their lives by revealing their true calling and expressing their life purpose through their work. Diane assists people who hide their magic and helps them to come fully into themselves and manifest what they want. Her virtual mystery school, Wing Academy of Unfoldment, gives students the opportunity to expand their understanding of esoteric arts, metaphysics, wellness, and occult sciences. With a master's degree in clinical psychology, Diane uses tarot as a tool to produce growth and harmony in the lives of her clients. Hi, Diane.
Hi, Irene.
I'm so glad to be talking to you today. It's just really a delight. And so I think before we go any further, what I want to do is ask you to talk about the ancient symbology of tarot, and so that our reading and listening audience just really can get on the same page as we are going to be today.
Okay, so the history of tarot is long and extensive. There's a four-volume encyclopedia on tarot. There are thousands of decks. And it's a path, it's a journey through life, going from the full to the world and everything in between. And so the tarot was really created as a gateway, not so much as a tool for fortune-telling, although it evolved into that at some point. But it really, it was really there to be used as guidance, not as a predictive tool.
You just mentioned, Diane, that there are thousands of decks?
Yes. It's amazing, yeah. There are so many artists that have interpreted the tarot. There are, there's cat tarot, there's the Egyptian tarot, there are medieval decks, there's the traditional Rider-Waite deck. For any type of person, philosophy, there are decks for you if you're looking to get into tarot. And that's why it's so important to really understand what your personal philosophy is, so that your deck resonates and aligns with who you are and what you believe. There are even vampire tarot decks for those vampire fans that are out there.
Wow. You know, I really had no idea. I knew that there was a number of them because I've seen, you know, various ones in stores and so on. And I do have a Rider deck myself, but gosh, I had no idea that there were so many. And so when you're talking about philosophy, why do the philosophies differ so much?
Well, it's a matter of perspective. How do you see the world? And also culturally, it's going to differ. If you look at a certain aspect of life, your perspective on that part of life. So for some people, the death card is devastating. But for other people, it's a resurrection. It's a new beginning. So the perspective that you take on it not only can color the deck, but it also colors the way that you read the deck.
Wow. So now you yourself use the Rider deck. Is that correct?
I use about 20 different decks.
Oh, you do?
Yes, but the deck that we used in the book was the Rider-Waite, because that deck is not only a very traditional deck, mm-hmm. but it also has a detailed minor arcana, which is those are the court cards and the suit cards. Not all decks have images in there. They might have, say it's a six of wands or rods,
okay.
and there's a French deck that only has rods floating in the air, which really, for someone who's trying to read intuitively, it doesn't help that much.
Okay.
So having the image, a specific image to associate with the suit card, is very helpful, and it sparks different thoughts and different intuitive images for the reader.
For the reader.
But what I do is when I have a reading client, I give them a choice of anywhere between four and six decks to pick from so that they are aligned with the deck that I'll be using. It doesn't matter to me which one they pick.
Well, that certainly does make sense, because that's the most important thing, is the person that's having the reading to be able to align. And so as the reader, you call yourself the reader then, is that correct?
Yes.
What process do you go through when you're going to be reading for someone?
So if it's in person or it's by phone, there are two different processes, because I have clients all over the country and in Canada and overseas as well. So if it's by phone, I choose the deck. I ask for guidance as to which deck is most appropriate and for their highest good in that particular session. I use that deck and I ask them to talk for just for a few minutes so I can shuffle and connect to their energy. And then we generally start with an overview. And the overview is whether they're in front of me or not. And if they're with me in person, they select their deck, they're shuffling while they're thinking about things they'd like to know. And then I ask them to pick seven cards, and we start there. I turn the cards over and start reading, giving them a general reading, because I found over the years that the cards are going to say what they want to say, no matter what the question is. So I just give them their say first, and then it's out of the way, and we can start digging a little deeper and asking questions that the inquirer wants to know.
Wow, that's great. Now, let's just kind of do a little shift. And so the purpose of the reading is, from my understanding, for self-awareness.
Yes.
And so let's just get a little bit into that, and what the importance of that self-awareness.
Self-awareness is critical when you're trying to make a decision, when you're trying to understand certain relationships that are in your life, what you're doing in your work, if you're not happy in your job. If you're not self-aware, you can't take the next step. And so the cards are a great tool to help you to understand the energies around what's happening with you, whether it's with a relationship with someone else, whether it's the relationship to yourself. If you're asking for guidance about your next steps as far as vocational choices that you might want to make, and these are just a few examples. You know, people ask about money, relationship, job.
Well, is there anything else in life?
And many, you know, many times it's really about life path. What is your life path? Because then once you understand that contributes to your self-awareness, and that's how everything becomes clear. One of the decks that I use is particularly good for life path readings, and it's called the Voyager deck. And all the cards are in the form of collages. And it's a very complex deck, and it's not traditional in any sense. But for an intuitive life path reading, I find that deck is the best.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about a life path, do you feel that this is something that is prearranged by some higher power, or how does this life path come to our being?
I believe that we choose our path before we come into this life. And so we choose it in order to either bring knowledge to the world or to learn certain lessons that we didn't learn in previous lifetimes. And so everything that we do is an expression of that life purpose. Unfortunately, many of us don't have any idea what that purpose is until we get into our 40s because we're experimenting, we're testing, except that all through that time, all through the younger years, we have implications of what it is that we're striving toward. And when we're very little, we generally know who we are. And it's only after we start getting pulled off the path by people who are trying to help us and trying to direct us in toward the things that they think we should be doing that we get off track. But even when we're off the side of the road in the weeds somewhere, we're still working on our journey. So there's really no wasted time. But once it's clear what the path is, then everything starts to fall into place, and then you can move forward almost effortlessly. This is what's called doing without doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. I'm Juanita Watson, the host of the show, and invite you to join me as I bring to the air both well-known and upcoming writers. You will hear my guests talk candidly about their books, their life experience, specific topics, and the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, my intention is to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are syndicated and archived for availability 24/7 through direct podcast and MP3 download. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Have a look at our website, InsideScoopLive.com. Send me an email, comment on previous guests, and let me know who you'd like to hear on the show. I'll do my best to bring you your favorite authors live and direct.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. We're speaking today with Diane Wing. So far, you've heard Diane talk about how we can gain wisdom and empowerment through tarot. So stay tuned because you'll even get an opportunity to dispel any fears that you may have by listening to an actual reading. I'm just sitting here and listening and... And then what's coming to mind is, you know, where we're in money relationships and what was the other one? Oh, jobs, right.
Yeah.
So it's like all of us want to know about the future. What's in the cards for us in the future?
Mm-hmm.
And so what is it with us that it's so important for us to know what's going to be happening in our future?
Because most people really don't believe that they have any control over it. And that's a shame because we do. We have total control. We have free will. The choices that we make create our path. And so there are way too many variables impacting a situation to be able to predict a specific outcome in the future. I know that many people say that they can predict the future and whatever. And maybe in that moment they're able to see clearly, based on everything that's happened up till that reading, what can happen. But the person that's getting the reading can leave that room, make a decision, and it'll completely derail that prediction because they've chosen a different path.
Mm-hmm.
So just because something is predicted doesn't mean that you can't change it. And that's the beauty of free will. That's where our power comes from. And to give over your power to somebody who's going to say, well, your future is this specific thing, and this is what you can expect, and this is the person who's going to come into your life and be the right one for you. You're giving away your power.
Yeah. You know, as you were just saying this, it brought to my mind that my mother one time told me she wasn't given a reading by cards, but she had her tea leaves read, and the reader told her that she was going to die at 52. And she had a hard time at that age. My mother is 84 right now. Many years later, 32 years later, she's still alive, but it really did affect her life.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Which really I think was very unfair of the reader and not dangerous, really.
It's completely unethical. When I hear stories like that, I get so angry on two levels. One, that reader should not be in this profession.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't. It's unethical. They can't say anything for certain, and it scares people. And second, that the person being read then has just given over their power.
Exactly.
To that person. And, I mean, I've seen this happen over and over and over again, and that's why I incorporated ethics into the true nature of tarot, because if you're going to read, you have a responsibility to the person that you're reading. I've seen people, I was in a metaphysical shop one time, and this guy came in, and he was so upset, and we were like, what's the matter? And he had been read by a psychic down the street. And she told him that he had this horrible black cloud over him and that he was going to die if he didn't let her remove it. And it was going to be, you know, $200 or something like that. And you know what? He was really going to give her the money.
Wow.
And let her try to remove this cloud. And we were like, it was me and the store owner and a couple other practitioners that were hanging out in the store, and we were so angry. And we, you know, we cleared his aura of the fear, but that's a horrible thing to do to somebody.
Totally unethical, and hey, there's karma.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you do comes back to you threefold. That's three times three times three.
Yeah. Wow. Diane, you know what would be fun? I have a rider deck here with me, and would you be willing to do just a one-card spread? I understand that that's, you know, the spreads are actually more cards, but I think it would be kind of fun for a listening audience to have a sampling of what you do.
Sure.
Okay. Well, give me a second here. Let me do a quick shuffle.
Okay.
And
this is fun for me because usually my client doesn't have a deck in front of them. So this is really cool.
And this is my deck and nobody has
your deck, right?
It's only my energy on it. So I'm shuffling. Now,
and I want you to think about what your question is. Tell me what it is. Tell me what your focus is.
Okay. Do you want the question before I pull the card?
Yes.
Okay. This is what I want. I want clarity for my next step to my spiritual enlightenment.
Okay.
Okay.
I love that question. Yes.
I'm not asking about money or a relationship or a job. I've got all both. Okay. Here goes. Ooh. I've got upside down depth.
Okay. I read only upright.
It's upright death.
I only read upright because of the way the thing that when I read, it's an interconnected energy between the cards, and it's the death card. And like I said earlier, I mean, the death card is one of the best cards.
I know.
Because, and especially in your path of enlightenment, you're going to be getting rid of all the stuff that's no longer appropriate to your path. You're ending that old cycle, and you're beginning a fresh new one. Pull another card for me.
Okay. It is Ace of Swords.
Okay. This is a huge decision that you're going to need to make coming up.
Uh-huh.
You're making the decision based on where you know you want to go in your enlightenment. And it's going to be solely on what you need and not based on what everybody around you needs. And that's probably what you're getting rid of. You're allowing people to have their own path, and you're allowing yourself, without guilt, to pursue your path that's for your highest good.
Wow.
You want to pull one more? I think we need three. Pull one more.
We need one more. Okay. Don't stop. All right. It's, this is the, it's the 10. The sticks, the...
It's the 10 of wands?
Yeah.
Okay. So you've really built a lot of reasons why you are functioning right now the way that you are. And it's, you're going to have to take a look at the barriers that you've built in the sense that it's time, they don't work for you anymore. They're not necessary anymore, but they're habitual. And so it's, so those barriers are going to be taken down one by one.
Wow.
And that's, you know, that's part of your major decisions. It's about how you are working in your life, how you are approaching your relationships, what you're choosing to spend your time on. Because there are so many time wasters that you have built into your schedule that you're not allowing yourself to use the energy to the best possible result. So get rid of anything that isn't working for you anymore. If it doesn't feel right, I mean, it may not feel right in your body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of your indicators. Does this make sense?
It makes so much sense, Diane. It's like, yes, yes. And I'm sitting here, and this is always an indication for me, is when I'm sitting here in goosebumps and the goosebumps don't go away. You know what that means. And, yeah, and so there you go, listeners. This is what Diane can do, and I can attest to what my question was, what my clarity, what I needed clarity on. She hit it right on. And I also want to say that this is something that I had in the back of my mind, but as she just said, you know, the barriers, I have to get rid of some of my barriers, but it's not easy to do. But now that it shows up in my cards, the self-awareness is really in my face, and I need to take back my power, is what you had said before.
Yes.
Yes.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I just got. And so, Diane, I went to your website this morning before this interview, and oh my goodness, you have all kinds of stuff going on there. You've got you have a store, which I just love. I'm going to go back to. But also, for the listeners that are not in your location, you actually do phone reading.
Yes.
And so you just briefly mentioned that, and you just did one for me. How does this work for the people that will phone in? How do you set up appointments? Just kind of give us the dynamics of that.
Well, they can email me or they can call me and set up the appointment. And the information is forestwitch.com is the URL, so they can go into there and get all that contact information. And it's great because it doesn't matter where you are, I can connect to your energy. Energy has no barrier. It has no limitation. And so some people are like, oh, how can you possibly, you know, read over the phone? But it doesn't matter because we're connected energetically.
I just really want to attest to that, too, and affirm that that is correct, because I've had readings over the phone. I've had healings over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've done healings over the phone, and they do work.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. And so I do encourage the listeners to connect with you. Go to your website, forestwitch.com, and look around, browse around, and also connect with Diane. And if it go deep inside and it feels like you need a reading, go for it. Go for it. It's very enlightening. It gives you that self-awareness, and also it's empowering for oneself. It's really a gift, I feel. Diane, thank you so, so much for taking this opportunity, giving us the time to get to know more about you and tarot. And listeners, the name of the book is The True Nature of Tarot, Your Path to Personal Empowerment. I encourage you, as I say, check out this book, check out Diane's website, forestwitch.com, and go within and ask yourself if this is the next step that you need to do to get a reading. Thanks, Diane.
Thank you. I really enjoyed speaking with you today.
I did too. And listeners, this is Irene Watson with InsideScoop Live. Please come again and listen to other podcasts. Bye for now.